license should be revoked or reinstated, sir. You know what? And I'm going to have to start all over again, sir, because I didn't turn on the tape recorder again. So I'm just going to just start over. So state your board name, your agency, number four for the record. Okay, so you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you again to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction is Mr. Turner. You should see Mr. Turner up on the screen now, sir. Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself today.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether to be whether your community supervision, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Okay, so on your warrant, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at DOC 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about March 4, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus you're a absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. J. Cox, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the term conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones, and agree, Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you. Then we'll give you the opportunity, Mr. Jacob, to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Turner.
Mr. Jacobs was released from ADC on 2/27/2018. And arrested on 5/14/2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/14/18 with an adjusted CSED of 5/8/2019 with 71 abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, burglary third degree, 5 years, 6 months. 2013, burglary third degree, 5 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1989, shock incarceration, 1 year, 15 months. 1989, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1990, conspiracy, 5 years, 3 months. 1994, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2002, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. 2008, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. This is his seventh term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.3. Has a mental health score of 3. And a substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1990, provisional release, absconded, administratively revoked. 1994, parole, release, absconded, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2007, TIS release, absconded 7 days, arrested, revoked by DOC. 2011, TIS release, absconded 26 days, arrested, revoked by DOC. Disciplinary significant and lengthy with fighting, threatening, forgery, assault, arson, drugs, conspiracy, and indecent exposure noted. Other arrests, 1994, theft, Alabama, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, narcotic drug violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2018, miscellaneous, I think it's misdemeanor felony or misdemeanor in California pending charges. Has a GB score of G3, B4.
Okay, Mr. J. Cox, when you were released, I see that you were approved to stay at TLC, where you stayed there until you absconded on March 4th of 2018, and you didn't have any other place to, at least known to your parole officer, where you were staying. Why didn't you stay at TLC, sir? Why did you leave TLC?
I didn't leave TLC. I was late coming back from going to the program. I was late coming back. And I was like, if I go that way, I knew that was going to keep me out of the program. And I didn't want to go see my parole officer with that on my back. I was scared. Actually, I was scared that I was going to end up coming back. So I was like, in other words, I was being a child and not being taken responsibility for my actions. I knew I was going to be late for the program. I should have contacted my parole officer, let him know what was going on the following day, because it was too late to call my parole officer at the given time.
So you're right, sir. So why didn't you contact your parole officer the following day?
Because I was scared I was going to come back to the penny.
All right,
why I did.
Did you relapse and start using drugs?
Which was a bad choice on my behalf.
Yes, it was.
I should have took responsibility for my actions and contacted my parole officer and let him know, because I knew it was going to keep me out of the program and would be being late for the program.
Okay, so
then and that's the reason why I didn't show up back to. That's why I didn't contact my parole officer, because I was scared.
All right. So you were absconded for 71 days. What were you doing in those 71 days, sir?
Doing the right jobs and still staying at class.
Okay. Were you using drugs or drinking?
No, I wasn't, because when I got tested, when I came back, my urine sample was clean.
Okay. What were you doing when you were contacted by the Mesa Police Department?
I was waiting for my lady friend's sister to come home, because we supposed to be going to her house, but she wasn't at home when we went to her house. So when the officers pulled us over, we was waiting for her to come home, and we was going to go to her house. And when the officer stopped me, he ran my name and found out I had a warrant for my arrest, and he arrested me.
Okay, so Mr. Jaycox, you had four other times that you were released on community supervision, and each time you absconded, sir. So you certainly know the importance of contacting your PO, and that eventually you're going to get stopped and go back to the prison. Is that right?
Yeah, but this time is different, because the other time I wouldn't even turn into a parole officer. I would just left from the gate. I wouldn't even went to go see a parole officer.
Okay.
So this time I just asked you to go see a parole officer. You wouldn't be trying to do the right thing. Which I messed up. I made the wrong decision and not contacting my parole officer.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. So no additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Jaycox, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the conclusion of your hearing? Mr. Jaycox?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
No, I don't know
what
I'd like to say right now.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. The board's going to discuss, a lot of boards in discussion, Mr. Jaycox. I'm going to ask you to remain silent and stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay? Mr. Jaycox?
Yes.
Okay, did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
All right, so remain on the phone. The board's now into discussion. It appears, I believe, that Mr. Jaycox is being honest that he was late going back to the program and felt like when he was late that he was going to be violated for being late. So He knew his responsibility, that he needed to contact his parole officer, so he didn't contact the parole officer. He was absconded for 71 days, and we really don't know for sure what he was doing during those 71 days. He's been incarcerated on four other times, and each time that he was released on supervision in 90, 94, 07, and 11, each of those times he's absconded. But because of his past record for absconding and his absconding and being out there for 71 days, I do not feel that Mr. J. Cox should be suitable for release on community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Any more comments coming from the colleagues? I then going to make a motion. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. J. Cox, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses about the lapses of the criminal ways or company, as he was an absconder for 71 days. We have no idea what he was doing for sure during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Nell. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. It's agreed, Dr. Wright. Sir, Mr. J. Cox. Mr. J. Cox.
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 8th, 2019. During that period of time, sir, when you're released, you won't be on any community supervision, you won't be on any parole, you won't have to report to any parole officer. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity, Mr. J. Cox, for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right, thank you.
Okay.